This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on a Reaction Monday. Remember, it is Monday, and that means the D'Amico Ryan Show, the coach's show, comes up right behind us, and we are out at 5 o'clock as D'Amico will take over at 5 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss any nuggets there. Man, that sounds good. You don't want to miss any nuggets there as D'Amico will be.
10-piece.
I'll go for 20 right now, man. I'm telling you, man, I'll go for 20 and 4 or 5 different dips. I really would. Anyway, stay tuned for that. It comes up at 5 o'clock, and you can join in and hear the coach with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Before we get to weekend's best and weekend's worst, I did want to pass across some news here in the NFL. Yesterday, Shedeur Sanders got his first start against the Raiders, and they won their first game in forever. And he played decent, over 200 yards passing, a touchdown, a pick, and they won 24 to 10 over the Raiders. They sacked the Raiders 10 times, and then the Raiders start firing people after the game. You lose to the damn Browns. That's apparently it. For the Raiders, and they start firing people. But another announcement today from Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Browns. Dylan Gabriel, who Shedeur started for, has been cleared with a concussion. But Shedeur Sanders is still going to start Sunday against the 49ers. Rookie Shedeur Sanders will start Sunday at home against the Niners, Kevin Stefanski announced. When asked if Sanders starting would be week-to-week decision, Stefanski said, I'm just going to focus on this week, not going too much past this week. Your thoughts, Clint? Are we to a point where, Shedeur should start the rest of the way until he just shows he doesn't deserve to be there anymore?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't follow it all close enough to know what kind of promise, you know, one is showing over the other. But I know when you get a win – when you look at the way the other guys have played, the record of the team, you know, you're searching for reasons to get a little juice. You're searching for, you know, somebody to breathe a little bit of life into the team and into the locker room. And you can say what you want about Shedeur Sanders, and I understand where he may rub some people the wrong way. I mean, even after the game, some of the comments he had to. You know, about himself and about what he could do, you know, with more than a week of practice and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you can love or hate the guy, but if you know sports and you know the position that they're in right now, it's a team game, and if you can get a guy in there to breathe just a little bit of life into what the hell they're doing, it changes the game. It may not save your job if you're Kevin Stefanski, but it changes the day and the game and the week of preparation. And that's all you're searching for at this point. And I just think that Shedeur definitely brings that to the room. You look at their offense. I mean, Ron, he's got in very limited play, yeah. He's got the three longest completions this season for the Cleveland Browns. I don't think he's the best thing since sliced bread. I don't know that he should have been a top 10 pick. I thought he would have been. I don't know what he could have and should have been. But at the end of the day, right now where they stand, I don't know how you don't ride with Shedeur Sanders until he gives you a reason not to. I'll be honest with you. I watched the audio, the video of the coach Stefanski in the locker room after practice. To not single out, there's clearly some level of disconnect there between
not the his head, guy. I don't think it was his guy.
But look, it's not his guy, and the he you're talking about is Kevin Stefanski, who's on the hot seat in a major, major way. I'd probably lame duck if we're being completely honest. I don't know that it necessarily means anything, but I don't know how you're a head coach of a football team and you're a true professional. You've been in the league forever. I don't know how you don't – your quarterback, everything that a quarterback has to do to play and play well and for your team to score points and for your team to jump out – I don't know if they jumped out to a 10 or a 14-point lead. I can't remember.
14-0, I believe.
I just don't know. The very first thing, even before you give the guy that got three sacks and now has 14, and to your earlier point, is probably defensive player of the year, even before you get to that guy, I don't know how you don't take your quarterback and go, hey, man, first time a Cleveland Brown – quarterback has won his first start since I think I heard Figgy say 15 years earlier, something like that. I don't know how you don't take that kid and just put him up on a pedestal and say, hey man, this was a hell of a job. You've been through a roller coaster all year long. You finally get your shot and you go out there and win, man. We're all proud of you. We're ready to rally behind you kind of deal.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Instead, you congratulate everybody else, and you can argue the tone you used when you went to Shedeur Sanders was just like, I guess I got to mention this kind of deal. So I don't like nothing about what's going on in Cleveland, but yeah, I think Shedeur Sanders should be the starter.
It doesn't feel like he believes it in Shedeur Sanders. But to me, like he would have, whether he wanted to or not, and maybe he wants to go back with Dylan Gabriel, but that was out of the bed. When Myles Garrett reacted to the throw he made to Isaiah Bond and the whole bench lost their minds to that, there is no way that they could go back to anybody else. And not to mention nobody else on their team in their quarterback room has the ability to make those plays. So we'll see how long it goes with Shedeur Sanders, but he is the starter for this week against the 49ers. All right, weekend's best, weekend's worst. I'm going to start with mine. My weekend's best, Clint, was we got to see the Jameis Winston experience. I mean, prior to, afterwards, all of it. Jameis, I mean, this is so Jameis. 18 for 36. 366. So that means, baby, when he completed passes, he made it happen. And he threw 2 touchdown passes whatever, he threw a pick, of course. But he threw two touchdown passes. But Tyler and Clint, he caught one for 33 yards. And did you see Jameis? Did you see Jameis one-on-one with that linebacker who is still laying in that same spot? Shook him off, and then Jameis said, y'all forgot, I won the Heisman. So let me strike up the Heisman pose in the NFL. And I mean,
water has no soul.
It's great. And of course, for the fifth time, they had a double-digit lead, the Giants, and they lost for the fifth time this season. But, man, the whole Jameis Winston, that was the best thing I saw all week.
That was good. That was good. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not even, as you know, like I've never been like a – I've never been a big fan of Jameis Winston. I thought the act was almost fraud-like in the past. He's grown on me, Ron.
I think he's just that different type of cat.
There's no question. And it plays – I still don't believe that it played. In fact, I've heard New Orleans Saints players talking about it. I've heard some different players, Tampa players talking about it. I don't think it plays well as a guy that you're trying to win a championship with, but I definitely think it plays well for it in a struggling franchise when you're back there and you're supporting every move the coach makes, the quarterback makes. I think it's played well. In fact, you can argue it's been really important with some of the young quarterbacks he's crossed paths with recently. So I got to give credit where credit's due. He's growing on me a bit, man. It's fun to watch and listen.
All right, what's your weekend's best?
My weekend's best, Ron, is Pat McAfee. I don't know. Were y'all up early enough to watch College Game Day?
I did not catch College Game Day.
I was not.
I am not typically, I'll be honest with you, I don't have anything wrong with College Game. I'm just not a big sit in front of the TV for 4 hours, 3 hours before the first game starts and listen, you know, talk about every single game. I'm just not a big, I put it on the background, and when they talk about my team or they talk about the big stories and I listen. If not, I'm a fan of save. Anyway, I don't know that I've ever watched the opening of College Game Day. And so my father-in-law threw it on the TV. We were up in the hills, and my father-in-law threw it on the TV, and it was right as they were starting. I don't know if y'all saw it, but Pat McAfee comes in riding this Harley Davidson. It's up in Eugene with the Ducks, obviously, Oregon Ducks. He's got the duck on the back, and the duck comes up there. Pat comes up there, takes the helmet off. Everybody realizes it's Pat kind of deal. And then they go. He goes to singing. I can't even remember now off the top of my damn head. I think it's Scream and Shout, I think, is the song that they were singing. But he ends up getting Saban. Saban can't help himself but get his ass up and do a little dancing. The opening, he ended up with no shirt on in the middle of the set.
He tends to end up with no shirt on.
Oh, he put it back on and a suit back on. Come, you know, after that next break. But man, he had Saban up doing that Scream and Shout. It was beautiful. It was one of those, it's just captivating. One of the first times I've watched College Game Day, you know, in a long time. Definitely the first time I've caught the opening scene. And it was one of those where I had to watch it. Everybody in the house was in there watching it. So I got to go with Pat McAfee, man. What he's done to that show, I know it's not for everybody, but it seems to be for a large part of the country. And I thoroughly enjoy the juice that he brings to that set. I like all those guys and enjoy listening to all those guys. But they're all kind of, you know, just super mellow guys. He brings a little something out of those guys on the set, and he's starting to bring a little something different out of Saban, too. It's fun to watch.
All right, I'll quickly get to my weekend's worst. I lost control on the airport, on the airplane.
Oh, hell.
Courtney had to pull me down from the other side of the aisle. And Tyler knows exactly where I'm going. The plane lands. I got me and Nicholas. We're in an aisle with another gentleman, and then Courtney and the other two are across the aisle. Plane lands. These jackasses start walking themselves through the lane through the aisle and just park it in the aisle. And I swear to God, it was a guy in a full Texas Longhorn outfit. He was the one, and it wasn't just him.
I was shocked.
It was two others that walked through, and they just stand there. He right on me. And I said, hey, man, I've had it. I can't hold it anymore. I said, hey, man, we all want to get off, too.
Exactly.
I said, you think we not ready to get off? I said, now I can't even move. We can't even get up. We can't even get our luggage because you're selfish. I said, you took your seat back there.
and y'all should wait to get up. Yep. Courtney's on the other side. Ron.
Asshat behavior, man. It drives me nuts every time I travel.
And it was one of those situations, Clint. Like, I knew, and it was probably not smart with my children, but I knew I was prepared to get into it at that moment. Because I know when I make that maneuver, at that point, you got to be prepared, right?
Yes,
you got to be prepared. And you don't make the maneuver. So it just pisses me off. I've had it. Sit your ass down. We all want to go.
So your time's more valuable than my time. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
And now I can't even move my legs. What if I wanted to get up and stretch?
Sons
of bitches. Hey, and the worst part, Ron, is what happened to you is when they end up having to stop right next to your seat.
Oh, yeah, because they stop right there because they can't get up.
I make them feel so awkward.
And then between their armpit and their butt crack right there in your face, I mean, every time they turn, they hit you with their hip.
But
yeah, man, that is some...
I'm going to have to start going leg into the aisle.
Absolutely.
As soon as it starts. Soon as they land.
Reach down there, put that arm up, get that leg out, and make them. Now you're making them they're the ones that initiate the confrontation to get your leg.
I did. Courtney, I had a few more words. If Courtney didn't just, Ron, stop. And he just looked forward.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.